But let's leave the minister and leap across Canberra to where the outgoing president of the Academy of Science is presenting the Academy Medal to a 92-year-old legend of Australian physics, Harry Messel. This is Professor Suzanne Corey.
Professor Messel is an icon. He is awarded the Academy Medal in recognition of his conspicuous and enduring service to the cause of science in Australia. This service includes his innovative scientific leadership through establishing the Physics Foundation at the University of Sydney, the first such foundation in Australia, and I think particularly for his vision for secondary school science education and the resulting series of textbooks. I've heard many stories of people who said, "Hang on a minute, I've got to get Messel out of my bag." Harry also established the renowned Harry Messel International Science School, which honours excellence in secondary school science. Harry, your long list of scientific achievements is inspiring, and it's my enormous privilege to present you with the Academy Medal. Would you like to say a few words?
Your Excellencies, you're looking at a battered veteran of 60 years of fighting in the educational wars in Australia. The battle has been for quality and standards and excellence. We haven't been doing too well because over the last 6 years, I've noticed the continuing dumbing down, both at the secondary and primary school levels and then at the university levels. This process is still going on, and I wonder when it's going to stop. I've been fighting it for 60 years, getting into a lot of trouble. I've won the odd battle, but I think I've lost the war because the improvements aren't anything to be proud of at the present time. There's various reasons for what has happened. I know Kim Carr and other members of the past governments are here, might not like what I'm going to have to say right now, but from the tertiary field, I think one of the most disastrous things that happened in tertiary education was the Dawkins reforms in the 1980s. I don't know whether any of you remember, it was on the 20th of May, 1988, this article appeared in the Sydney Morning Herald and said, "A modest proposal to sell the university." And lo and behold, there was Harry Messel proposing that the University of Sydney be sold and turned into a private institution because I feared that our standards were going to deteriorate and continue to deteriorate, and that they've done. There was a tremendous reaction about this. But at this time, I became the executive head of Bond University in the Gold Coast. And you know, in the Dawkins reforms, all the education was free. And at that time, I was saying it was worth what you paid for it. Of course, when I became the executive head of Bond, there were strikes. There was a great deal of commotion because imagine Bond University was charging students fees. How dare they charge students fees for going to the university? It was undemocratic, it was not right, it wasn't proper. And furthermore, the professor was getting students from overseas. Now, I look back at it now, and I can't believe I was fighting those battles, because look what's happening at the present time about fees and about this overseas students in Australian universities. I mean, we're doing the very things which we fought against decades ago. However, I see light in the tunnel. I see light in the tunnel because for the first time, I believe universities in Australia are going to be deregulated and universities are going to become three universities. It's not going to be one size fit all as was in the Dawkins reforms. The sandstone universities are able to be the sandstone universities again and really compete on an international scale. And I'm really pleased to see what's happening. I know there's a lot of rumpus about the fees and what the vice chancellors are saying. I've been one. I know what it feels like. But I think that there are very brave moves being taken in Australian education at the present time to deregulate it, to stop micro-organizing the universities, because this micro-control of the universities has been very difficult to watch. So I think you're about to witness a big change in Australian education. I hope it comes about, and it might be one of the first battles we've won. Thank you ever so much, and thank you for remembering me and for giving me the medal.
The great Harry Messel from the University of Sydney.